Ja, maar ik heb het sprake gezegd. En wat we nu doen today, we're going to go through pretty much the first whole sugya. The whole time base. Because we'll be able to get a better understanding in the whole Lishma by seeing the whole sugya. So first we're going to go through quickly. All the Zvachim that we shared with Shavuot Mishma, and again we pointed out the Deacon Rashi last week, that Rashi learned that when it says Shavuot Mishma in the Mishnah, it's Oyla Lishen Mishlamin, which the Achrayim Amadayit, the Keren Oyra, the Pchatzkel Abramsky, that if you would just have in mind Shavuot Lishen Oyla, not an Oyla Lishen Shlomin, but you would just have in mind Shaloi L'Shem Ayla, that wouldn't be called Shaloi L'Shem. Obviously, it's not the Shema, but that would be no different than what we're going to learn today about Stom. That wouldn't be called the Machshava of Shaloi L'Shem. And again, as we explained last week, Bariches, that whole Diak of the Keren Oyra and Chatzik Abramsky is based on the fact that Shaloi L'Shema is considered the chesaron of Shaloi L'Shma is that it's some kind of a psul. It's a negative. As we said, there are two ways to learn Shaloi L'Shma. One is that the negative is the absence of positivity, which means culture need L'Shma, and the mele, therefore, if somebody has Shaloi L'Shma, they're missing L'Shma, which is generally, generically speaking, that's generally what Shaloi L'Shma does. Sukkah Shaloi L'Shma, Tzvot Shaloi L'Shma, Mezuzah Shaloi L'Shma, Tzvot Shaloi L'Shma, Tzvot Shaloi L'Shma. Any Shaloi L'Shma I'll give you in Shas, except for Kutchim, L'Chaira, we're dealing with what's lacking. We're not dealing with a negative. We're dealing with the lack of a positive. The consequences are negative. But no, but I'm just saying, Shaloi L'Shma and Kol HaTorah Kula normally means that you're missing something. You're missing the L'Shma. You're missing something. And because of that, it's possible.
But look, he doesn't have to say Lo Yishem Oyel.
That we're going to talk about today. Storm or not storm, that we're going to talk about. But, be that as it may, I'm just telling you, Kol HaShatz, Shaloi L'Shma means you're missing something. Because of that, it's possible, but you're missing something. Not you have something. The only time we find the Machshava HaPoselas is like L'Shem HaVodizoveh. You find that. Even Shechitas Chulin. Even if you Shech Tzama Behemah, you have in mind L'Shem HaVodizoveh. That's not Pshat, you're missing something positive. You have something negative. You have L'Shem HaVodizoveh. But that's definitely, so without getting into the whole turbulence between the Briskerov, the Bukhanan, the Bukhayim, it's definitely simple Shaloi L'Shma means that you're missing something. So, if you accept that, then the Diyuk of the Keren Oyra is not a good Diyuk. Because the whole Diyuk of the Keren Oyra is that Rashi should have said even Shaloi L'Shem Oyla is a problem. Rashi didn't have to say that. Of course that's a problem. Because then you're totally missing the L'Shma. When you have Oyla L'Shem Shlomim, at least you have L'Shem Kutch, which as we'll see later on, some of the Achronim hold that Stoma is only kosher if you have in mind L'Shem Kutch. There are some Achronim who hold that even Stoma, even the Stam Kavanah, when we say that that's okay, that doesn't mean you're daydreaming. Doesn't mean you don't know what you're doing. It means you don't know the specification. But Avadi, you have in mind L'Shem Kutch. Some Achronim will not like that. Some Achronim will stomach and be the guy blanked out. He's not having any kavan. He's blank. It's another, someone that's proof of the idea of misasik b'kotcher. It's possible. It's not stomach, because there misasik is a case where you're not having a mind kavan at all. All I'm saying is that the diak that Rashi seems to be saying here, that if you just had in mind Shaloi L'Shem Oyla, you'd be in better shape, is only conceivable if you learn that Shalom Lishma is a negative, a positive negative. But if you learn that Shalom Lishma is that you're missing something, then it's far worse if you have in mind Shalom Lishay Ba'olam than if you have in mind Olam Lishay Shlomo. That's what I'm saying, as far as that whole deal won't work. I always felt the Talmid in Yeshiva when I was a young boy, I had a ma'aser, one of my friends, Rabbi Yankov, he was davening, and it seems he was davening on Shabbos. And it happens, and as a person totally spaces out. And then as he went, Slachanu Vinu Kichotonu, he realized that something's wrong here. Shabbos. So he did whatever he did, it's irrelevant what he did, as far as about how he fixed the problem. He went to Yankov to ask him what would be the right thing to do. So Yankov said, you have to start davening again. If that happens, start davening again. So the guy was a chevra man. He looked up. Shulchan Aruch brings down that if in the middle of davening you realize it's Shabbos, you finish that bracha, and then you go to Shabbos. And that's what I love. I feel that tonight this should happen. Should know that. So they do, but they should. So he went back to Rabbi Yankov and Mishabur. I warned him before, don't be nash. Don't be foolish. But back to Rabbi Yankov and Mishabur, the way he did it, and the first Rabbi Yankov gave me that beautiful smile that he gave everybody. And he told me, yeah, face from them. You know, I'm aware of that. He said, but, I can't give anything. The story you told me wasn't like this. He says, "But I can't give them niskan shul shabbos. So give them niskan shul mispalim." You remembered you were davening. You didn't realize you were davening. It's not like you were mechavim. You just on autopilot. You were just shaking. That's what you were doing. And then when you went came to sachlan v'kichotan, like the Tulsa with the autopilot doesn't always work. So then you woke up and you went, one second, davening. In that case, that's the Nacham on davening, because he didn't know you were davening. Anyway, the guy conceded that Rabbi Yankov read him correctly. But Al Kaponim. So really, stoma, there's two kinds of stoma. There's a stoma where somebody doesn't know b'chlal that he's being oisik in kachshon. Shechting an animal, he has no idea he's being oisik in kachshon. And there's a stoma that he knows I'm being oisik in kachshon, I don't have in mind if it's oil or shlomim. I have in mind, I'm shechting a carbon. So what the Karen Oira is assuming, which is that it's worse by having in mind the oil or shlomim, is not necessarily true. Because one can arguably say that Rashi is trying to tell you, you should know that even if you did an oil or shlomim, it's also possible. Chol shekin, you had in mind shalom or shlomim at all. I don't want to have an oil. I'm being oiker about the shame. Okay. Zokta mishtek shegem v'lo elu ba'al m'shem chayva. Even not elu ba'al m'shem chayva. Again, we brought on a shayla this week, which this week we'll get back to. A shayla between the Brisker Rav and some of the other achroinim as to whether lo elu ba'al m'shem chayva means that the ba'alim get canceled, they're thrown off the train. Some of the achroinim learn, the Mikdash David or David Rappaport understands like that, that once you have in mind Shalei L'Shma, now it's not Oil Baal L'Shem Chayva, the Baalim are gone. Now we have a Korban without Baalim, Kilu. So the Brisker Rav, L'Chayra, has a tremendous riot not like that. The Brisker Rav uses a new terminology. It's called Kaporas Dom. The Brisker Rav says that even if you have in mind Yeshech the Korban Shalei L'Shma, there's still, even though it's not Meratzeh, there's still what he calls a Kaporas Domim. Which means the carbon, when you spritz the blood of that carbon, it's still associated to the Bala carbon. And he proves it from the fact that a carbon nozer that was shechted, Shalei L'Shma, he's allowed to cut his hair on that carbon. If you're going to tell me that he gets thrown off the train, right, like Rav David Rappaport, that he's gone, so then L'Chaira, how could the nozer cut his hair? The carbon wasn't brought. From there, the Brisker Rav brings a raya that there's something called kaparas domim, and even though it's not meratzeh, you still need another korban. The carbon still is associated with you. There's many chilukim in halacha. Do you have to still continue to shecht the carbon l'shem bailim? Clearly, the Gemara says you have to shecht the carbon l'shem carbon. That means the oil has to be continued l'shem oil. Do you still have to do the oil l'shem Ruvain? If you say he's thrown off the train, he's thrown off the train. So now, it's not connected to him anymore. So you still have to mind l'shem oil, I don't have to have a mind l'shem oil as Ruvain. Okay. Says the Mishnah, if you look at this, if you have opportunity, look at Chatzko Abramsky and Chazon Yecheskel right here in the beginning of Zvachim. He says clearly that the carbon is not miyuchas to the bailam at all. Period. Period. Eini misyachas klal abailam. Okay. The diik and the shita mukabetz is the other way, but anyway, let's go onward. Says the Mishnah, except chutz min Pesach v'chatas, except for Pesach and Chatas. Pesach and Chatas is, if you shechted a korban Pesach v'chatas shaloi lishmo, it's possible. HaPesach bizmano, Pesach tafka bizman shchita, which is on your dalad, and Chatas b'chol zman have the same halacha, and therefore the Chatas remains a Chatas the whole year, so it's always possible shaloi lishmo, but that's only my fault. Now the Rambam seems to learn, that was the Rambam we put onto the Mara Mekoymes. The Rambam seems to learn that Pesach has an added chumrah, Pesach and Chatas. If you look at the Rambam says, "Kol azvachim tzorach oivit shetim achshavos l'shem azevach l'shem bailim." You have to do it l'shmo. Says the Rambam, "Shenemar ubos azevach toida shlomov shetia zviche nimshar avoides l'shem shlomim v'chein shar hakarbonis." Right, that's his loshon. Look at the Lashon HaRambam. First of all, the Rambam is mashma, even though you didn't have in mind anything, it's still kosher. Secondly, the Rambam seems to be saying that only by oilu shlomim it's oilu l'shem chol. You understand? Meaning, by Pesach and Chatos, if you did it stam, it will be the same parcel that it is normally. In other words, L'chayra, our Mishnah, is not changing the Lishma of Pesach and other Korbanos, it's changing the consequence. In other words, Sha'ar Korbanos Shaloi Lishma K'sherim V'loi Olu L'Bayal Moshem Chayva, Chatos is possible. But how we define Shaloi Lishma L'chayr is the same. But the Rambam seems to be saying, no. Stoma by Shaar Kochim is called Lishma. Because he says, Klor. V'im shochad v'ovat shar avoid is stam. V'loi choshav klal b'oila. U'bishlomim harein k'sherim v'oila l'shem chayr. This is, by the way, not my diik. This diik's already in the Kesef Mishnah. And he says clearly, the mashma dafke hanu olu l'shem choyvim, v'loi chatos u'pesach. V'tzorachin, he says, l'chor is mashma, the Gemara not like that. The Gemara is mashma, that stomos k'lishmon. If you have stam kavon, it's mamish l'shmo. So the case of Mishnah, blayb shver, really, on the Lashon HaRambam. He's medayik from Lashon HaRambam like that, but he blayb shver on the Rambam. The Rambam seems to be saying that by Pesach and Chatos, even if you had a mind stoma, it would be possible.
But the Rambam is the Lashon HaOivit. The Rambam doesn't say HaOivit.
Okay.
So maybe it's just
a kohen.
In other words,
he's not doing a kohen. The Kesef Mishnah is just being medayik. Why did the Rambam?
The Kesef, I'm saying the Rambam in general, the Rambam's Tatur, is the Torah HaOivit.
Right. Yeah, nobody's talking about the Bible. We're not talking about the Bible.
The
Kohen has to have a mind L'shem Bailam.
Right.
Okay.
The
Diyak of the Kesef Mishnah has nothing to do with that. The Diyak of the Kesef Mishnah is one thing. Stoma k'lishmon, in other words, our Gemara comes out that when the Mishnah says Shaloi Lishmo, it does not include Stoma. Stoma is like Lishmo. The Rambam adds one point to our Mishnah, which is that stomach kolishmon is only by shaar kosher. Says by oilu shlomim, it's mashma from the Rambam that by Pesach and Chatas it's not like that. So again, Kesef Mishnah holds this is a proper diuk. He just says lemaisa v'holesa. Because the Gemara says stomach kolishmon.
I'm saying that I don't even understand the Rambam from the
beginning. Okay. Where does he talk about the Bailam? But where does he talk about the Bailam?
He doesn't. That's what I'm saying.
Neither does our Mishnah. Neither does anybody.
The Bailam is saying Shalom Lishma, right? It could be anyone.
Oh. Who's talking about the Bailam?
The Rashi says
Shemishka,
that could be
the Baal. If the Baal's an Oivet, then a Hanami. You're saying the Baal could check 100%? Nobody's talking about anybody but the Oivet. Not the Mishnah, not the Gemara, not the Rambam. You're the only one who brought in anybody but the Oivet. We weren't talking about the Oivet. There's a Rebbe Lezer that holds Bailam of Haglim. It wasn't Ben Yankiv. But meanwhile, we're only talking about the Kohen who's doing the Avoid. That's all we're talking about. Zok the Gemara, Zok the Mishnah. Rebbe Lezer is Moisei for Hashem. And Rebbe Lezer says as follows: HaPesach b'zman echad z'oshem b'chol zman. Am Rebbe Lezer achatos b'al chet v'oshem b'al chet. Machatos p'sul shalo d'shma v'oshem b'oshem z'oshem. So really, Rebbe Lezer is saying a poshut as follows, which we'll have to see later. What's the pshat? Simply, pshat tov in the Mishnah. Rebbe Lezer is saying that why is a Pesach why is a chatos p'sul shalo d'shma? Because it can't exist without a kapora. That's its mission statement. The Chatas' mission statement is it's a kapora. So Kolzman, it doesn't have a kapora, it's a mamel apostle. Oshem is the same thing. That's simple what he's saying. Oshem can't exist in the luft. You can't have an Oshem hanging kosher v'loyoyle. You can't have such a thing. You have to know, according to the Bris Kerov, that there's something called kaporas domin. You have to know if that's so consistently correct. But anyway, this is what he says. Yosi ben Chayni Yomer, Hanishchotem L'Shem Pesach. He says like this, it depends. Hanishchotem L'Shem Pesach, Taki, those that were Shechtel L'Shem Pesach, or L'Shem Chatos, Psul. Even other Karbonis L'Shmon are possible. Pesach and Chatos is a Machshava Apostelos, even if it's not a Pesach V'Chatos. Shimon HaChazar Yomer, Shochton, Shem Gavoya Mayhem Ksherim, Shem Namach Mayhem Psulim. Ketzach Koshikoshim, Shochton, Shem Koshim Kalim, Vad Apostle, Mishim Shochton, Shem Korb, Namach Mayhem, Koshim Kalim, Shem Koshikoshim, Koshim Ksherim, Prova Maisa, Shem Shlomim Ksherim, Shlomim, Shochton, Shem Kor, Shem Maisa, Psulim. Because it's a Korb that's Pochus, not only Pochus and Kedusha, Pochus and Akrov, Chaz of Shaykh, Okadan. Okay. Clearly, Shimon's sheet, the Shimon HaChayazari Zicha, seems to learn not like the Brisker Rav. You follow? In other words, the L'chayra, the whole Shaklavataria of whether Shaloi Lishma is what's lacking, or Shaloi Lishma is a positive negative, only works in the Tanakhama, the way we pask. But if you hold that there's a chiluk between L'shem Gavoy and L'shem Nomuch, then that would l'chayra be pointing to the fact that the carbon is missing something. And therefore, if you had a higher level of lishma, it doesn't pass on the carbon. If lishma is a machshav apeseles, so then it's less mistavra to say there's a chiluk between govoya and nomuch. You know, just like we find by ibud, we find if somebody's ma'abed oiris, l'shem sefer Torah, really, it's kosher for mizuzas. Problem is, ma'ilam ba'koyish v'loy magid. But else the ibud, it's okay. Why? Because it's from a higher level to a lower level. So where lishma is trying to create kedusha, so then there's a svara. If it's a higher level kedusha, surely it's good. B'chlal mosayim on it. Right? But if it's a machshava poseles, then the svara of gavoya nomach is not applicable. Could you still action Zechayin? Of course you could action Zechayin. You could still action Zechayin. You could say that once there's a, only a machshav and a mucha is a machshav apoyselis. I'm just saying the logic is of the Briskerov goes much smoother in the Tanakame than it goes into Shim. Now, we're going to start off, before we go into the Gemara, now we're going to go into the Gemara, before we go into the Gemara, we're going to start off that in Svara, Zichet, the Das is not to Rebbe Chana. The Das is like Rebbe Chana, which means we don't have any reason in Svara, I'm not talking about Rias. Rias, we'll see. But in Svara, there's definitely no reason to assume that there's some kind of new Shaloi Lishma here that's not like what it mirrors of Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula, Shaloi Lishma is always a positive thing you need. And if you don't have it, the reason why it's possible is because you're lacking the positive. We have no reason, Pashkaf or Rishayna, to assume that this is different. Even the Brisker Rav doesn't want to say it's only that. It's two, it's both. There's a din Lishma, like Kol HaTorah Kula, and there's also a din of Shaloi Lishma Machshav HaPoselos. Even the Brisker Rav agrees that it's not just Machshav HaPoselos. He also, see, he's now, again, the primary rias, there's going to be endless rias that the Brisker Rav brings. But the primary rias of the Brisker Rav is from the sugyas that seem to be saying that you need some kind of chalois shaloi lishma. In other words, if all you're missing by shaloi lishma is you don't have what you need, you don't need a chalois shaloi lishma, right? So you don't need, the Karen Ira also holds like the Brisker Rav. And he brings a raya from L'Shem Chulin. The Gemara and Dav Gimel goes through a sugya of L'Shem Chulin. If you shecht something, L'Shem Chulin. Okay. So the Gemara wants to say that even by Chatas that wouldn't pass. Lav minu loy machrev bo. It doesn't ruin the carbon because it's not part of Kachrin. Right? So that's, Karen Ira uses that as a raya. That it's obviously a machshava hapaselos. The Brisker Rav uses Akira B'Toros. The fact that the Rambam Paskins, the Shaila and the Machlokes the Gemara, the Rambam Paskins, that if you are oiker the korban by mistake, it's kosher. Okay. Now if you're going to say you're missing the positive, who cares it was a mistake? If you learn it's Machshava Poselos, it's an active psul, then you could say, well, it has to be a Lishma of Paslos. Right? Not what's missing. But if you learn it's what you're missing, why should that make a difference that you made it by mistake? So now let's start the sugi, because the sugi is really a peladika sugi. Peladika sugi. The Gemara goes from Kachim to Gid. It's a Marafa sugi. The whole thing is a pel. Mamish a pel. So let's go through the sugi. Gemara says like this. Lomli misal shalom shalom chayva, listi loy v'loy olam. In fact, the Gemara, why does it say Ella? It should say just Loyalo. Ella sounds like it's coming to be Marba something. It's still Kaddish. Still maintains its Kedusha. Also, you're not allowed to make Shinuyim. Now, here's a Machlekes Rishayim L'Shnuyim. Does that mean you're not allowed to make Shinuyim even in this Avoyna? Meaning, let's say you Shechta Shaloi Lishma. In middle of the Shechit, you had a mind Shaloi Lishma. Could you continue with your Shaloi Lishma at least till the end of the Shechit? We did Kabbalah Shaloi Lishma. Could you continue with the Kabbalah at least Shaloi Lishma? So the Rashba in Menachas, Dav Beis, is Medayik from Rashi, that in that Avoida itself, you could continue doing Shaloi Lishma. Because that avoid is already Shaloi Lishma. That avoid, there's nothing you could do about. The chiddush of the sugi is that the other avoiders could still be Lishma. That avoid, you can't. We'll see, Shidim Gubetzos is mashma not like that. But anyway, that's what he says. In other words, the Gemara here says that the carbon is still kosher. And that's the reason why it says Elo, is that you still have to continue doing it Lishma. Continue what? Continue this avoider itself or the future avoiders? So the Rashba learns only the future avoiders. He's medayik like that from Rashba. We'll see. Let's see. The Vaila has a brisker, it's very good. Well, that's not a Shalai Lishma. Shalai Lishma that we're talking about here is always that the Avodas were done perfectly. Only the Machshava was wrong. That's a Machshava Pigl. If he has a mind, Chutzlam Koyme, Chutzlam Zmanoi, that's already going to be a Machshava of Pigl, which has its own halachas. Meanwhile, we're just dealing with Shina Kodesh. You didn't go to that level yet. You didn't have a mind where you're going to spritz it, when you're going to spritz it. Now you just had a mind a different car. So the Gemara says, why should you? Very shver svar. What a bizarre. It's shalom lishma. I'll go the other way. The svar is, why should you continue? Why should you continue doing lishma? You're wasting your time. Right? In other words, the Gemara is saying, Yibay, same as svara. What's the svara? Just because you messed up a little, you should keep on messing up. It is messed up. It's messed up. So yeah, so why should I make believe it's not messed up? Right? Because the Imam is fakir from the Gemara. The svara of the Gemara, l'choy yikamam is say fakir. It's not lishma anymore. I could do whatever I want, but it's not lishma. I'm not accomplishing. I'm not accomplishing lishma. This would be another diyuk to the brisker off. Because if you learn that shaloi lishma means you're missing lishma, so now the carbon is missing the lishma. I could stand on my head. It's missing the lishma. If you learn that it's a negative, it's a positive negative, then you could say your svara. Hagam that I'm missing the lishma of the carbon, the positive, why should I continue having the negative? But anyway, let's see, let's go weiter. Says the Gemara, by same kra. Moitzis was a chatishma, vasisaka shanodat, lashem lekech on a dova. Why is it called a nedova? L'chor it's not a nedova. It's not a nedava. Why does it say nedava? Elo, it's coming to teach. And if you didn't do properly, you didn't do lishma, then it should be a nedava. Nedava, yeah. Okay. This is a big shaila nachroinim. Karen Oira and Evan Elzel, that if you had in mind the wrong kavana, the shaloi lishma by a nedava, will you makayim your nether? Meaning, does your nether include that it should be lishma? I'm not talking about a korban chayva. I'm talking about a korban that's not a nedava. When you say areizu and you make a nedava, does that include the obligation that it should be lishma? Or not. So if you look, let me just say Karen Oira. Karen Oira says like this. He says, Einei Mekayim Nidroi Bistome. Right? He's not Mekayim his Nedo. Fafilu Bilashem Chulon Loi Mekayim Nidroi. Because the Nedo was to make it Lashem Kachur. That's how he learns. The Evan Ozel, but Zalman learns not like that. He learns the nether is it should be a kosher carbon. That was my nether, to bring a kosher carbon. So anything which is not going to make the carbon possible is not a steer with my nether that I made originally. Okay, but anyway, we'll get back to this. Says the Gemara Nedova Mishori Lishnuyebe. By Nedova you could be Mishana, you can't be Mishana. Memeilu Huadin, you can't be Mishana. Now, what's wrong with being Mishan? Before we go on, what's wrong with being Mishan? What is wrong with being Mishan? So Rashi here says one svara. And in Menachas, Rashi says another Svara. And all the Achronim get involved in this. Rashi here says, if you look at Rashi, when he says, on a Dovah you can't be Mishana, so Rashi says, Shari also l'chashiv b'kotshim, mikro d'lo yechashiv. Rashi says the reason why you can't be Mishana is because there's a pasuk lo yechashiv. Pasuk says you, which basically is saying a lav, not to have in mind a bad machshav. Now if we look in Menachas, on the Beis on the Beis, same sugya, let's go there, Rashi says like this, Ubenadova Mishori Lashuye, Lashuye is up to Rashi, Dechsiv, Im Zevach Shlomim Korbonoi, Shetehe Zvicho L'Shem Shlomim. The Shittim Gubetz in Menachas points out this Nakuda. In other words, Rashi here is hopping on the negative, that there's a lav of Shaloi Lishma, and Rashi in Menachas is saying the positive, that is a din to Shechta Korban Lishma. Seems to be coming from two different places. It could be, as we go on, we'll see that there's a chilik in Shaloi Lishma by Menachas. And Shalil Lishma by Korbanos. Could be there's a chiluk by Zvachim. There could be there's a difference. And I'll tell you off the top one, besides for the fact that the Minchas Machvas and Machreshes is self-oriented, besides for that, that's already, the Gemara brings that down. There's another Svara. The Rambam says, and this, by the way, to me, is another raya to Rebbe Elchanan. The Rambam says, that when somebody has in mind Shaloi Lishma by a Korban, he gives a svara why it's awesome. He doesn't just say it's awesome. He gives a svara. He says, it's like being mafsid kachim. Yeah? It's like being mafsid kachim. He says, therefore, it's like hareze kilu matil mum b'kachim. Fascinating Rambam. The Rambam seems to learn that Shaloi Lishma, the problem of Shaloi Lishma is what it does to the Karm. You're ruining the Karm. Why? What was wrong with the Psukim? What bothered the Rambam with the Psukim? That you have to do Lishma. There's a mitzvah to do Lishma. What was bothering the Rambam that the Rambam had to add that point? That it's like you made a mum. It's, clearly it sounds like from the Rambam that the Shaloi Lishma is being poigem, the Korban. It's ruining something in the Korban. And that's the problem. We'll have to see what's the beer. So all the Achronim ask on the Rambam, what do you mean? Ksherim. Kol Hazvachim Shenizbuchu Shaloi Lishma. Ksherim. The kosher. Only the Bailam have a problem. The Korban is kosher. So if you're going to tell me the whole problem of Shaloi Lishma is you being mafsid the kachim, matal mum b'kachim, you're not doing that. Adarabba, the korban is kachim. So according to the Rambam's gather, there should only be a iser of Shaloi Lishma by Chatas and Pesach. Where you talk of ruining the korban. But by other kachim, where you're not ruining the korban, it's still kosher. You're only ruining the bailim. Right? You're being misalik the Bailim or you're taking away the reaching for the Bailim, there should be no issue. So we'll have to get back to that. I'm just pointing that out. By the way, by Menachas, there's no din of mum. So could be that by Menachas, the Rashi had to give a new pasuk. But anyway, let's go right. Here's where the difficulty of the sugya begins. Very difficult. And the Nekuda I'm going to ask you is kimat not touched upon in the Gedolei Achronim, but I think you have to give it, it's so obvious that you have to give it machshov. Omle Ravina Lorav Papa. Loi havis kabon bu'urte b'tchoyme b'charmach. You weren't with us, it's a shod. You weren't with us in the Tchum Shabbos and b'charmach, because over there we learned, first of all, Vaisachos, they learned on Shabbos, because Alein is Achidish. Was alleine the Schwachkeit from the Sugya. Yeah? He says, what? The Rami Rava Mili Mal Yosa Adodi Vishon. Rava asked a good kasha, and he answered it. What was his good kasha? Now again, Rabbi, I'm open for any malchum anybody has. Please feel free to say if you have a malchum. Because Ashkafa Rishon in the Sugya is a plea. Gemara says, my Mili Mal Yosa. Tonight, call us Vachem Shin is Bukhushal Shmon Kshay. Elo Shalom Baal Moshem Choyva. Just the Bailam on the Yetzirah obligation. Time the Shalom Lishma. Why is it possible? Because you had a mind Shalom Lishma. Hostamon, if you had a mind Stam Kavone, without Lishma, then it's kosher. Now again, the Karanoi learns Stam on here means Lashem Kachem. That's what he means. Stam Lashem Kachem, not Lashem Discord. Other Achronim were not like the Karanoi, but that's how he learns the Gemara. So, it's up to Gemara, and then it's Kosher. It's Mamish Olabam Lashem Chayva. I'm a stuck in Kosher Mondom. Now, how do you learn this part of the Gemara? Before you even go right, why is Stam good? Bukhari, there's only one way to learn. Sai, the Karanoira learns that way. In to some level. And Sai, the Shagas Aryeh in Sefer Tugayev and Rosh Hashanah learns that way. They both learn more or less the same way, with slight deviations. They both learn the same way. Why is Stamma good? However you learn Lishma, why is Stamma good? Because don't forget, Stamma is good means it's good, like the Gemara says, for oil. That means even the Brisker Rav can't say it's just not a Machshav or Peiselis. The Gemara is saying it's actually Mamish Lishma. It's Mamish Lishma. How does that work? They both ask the same kasha. Normally we say Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah. Normally we say somebody does a mitzvah, he has to have L'shem Mitzvah. If you don't have L'shem Mitzvah, you don't have L'shem Mitzvah. We don't say stomach Lishma. Somebody picks up a lulav, we don't say stomach lishma. We don't say stomach lishma. Now, they both say a similar tense. Shagas Aryeh adds a little more lumdus to it, but it's the same type of tense. Karen Aryeh gives a tense similar to the Chayyodim in Ilchus Tefillah. And the Shagas Aryeh gives a little more spice to it. Karen Aryeh says, there's something called machshavos in Ikeres Mitech Mais. A carbon self describes what's going on here. It's a carbon. It's an oiler. It's a shlamin. Right? It's a bechor. It's meiser. It's a carbon. You have a coin. Beis hamigdol. Shechti a carbon. The matzav teaches up the matzav. That's why there's no din that you need to have a l'shem mitzvah like normally. That's why stom is good. Stom is good. The chayadom says this type of balabatish is for in Ilchus Tefillah and Ilchus Krishma, that if somebody's davening from a siddur and he reads Krishma, he's yoitz. The Mishnah in Brachas, hoya korba torvi giyaz manamikrim kiven liba yotzah, vim la'av lo yotzah. If you're mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, you have to have kavanah. Zoch the chayadim, he's reading from a siddur. He's reading from a siddur. The siddur is mechir. So basically, he can't use the phone. Sit down. Yeah? The sit down. Look, that's very similar to the Karanoira's Sfora here. Shagas Aryeh adds a spice, starker spice. Shagas Aryeh says, the Kotshim has halachas to it. The oil is mechuyiv to be an oil. This lulav doesn't have an obligation, you should shake it. You deciding to shake it, l'shem mitzvah. Okay, so if you do L'shem Mitzvah, it's L'shem Mitzvah. If you don't do L'shem Mitzvah, it's a stick. If you don't do L'shem Mitzvah, it's a stick. What? Exactly, right. But by the carbon has inherently it Kedusha and Dinim, and Mamela licked in the carbon alone that's what it is. It's L'shma. Not just it's Nicker. He's saying more than it's visible. It is halachically being pulled for that reason. That's the reason why Yesh Tichu Yetzel Kach. Why do we say ein dichui etzel mitzvahs? If you have a pasul lulav, and then somehow it becomes kosher. We say ein dichui etzel mitzvahs. If you have a hodos that was pasul, then you pull off the berries, you make it kosher. So the Gemara comes out in sukkah there, it's kosher. What's the difference? Mamish nishagazai. Because dichui is only possible where there's dinamah, this object. You could say it got pushed off. This is an oiler. It has dine oiler. Now it got pushed off. But how much? The hodos, no din on this hodos to shake this hodos. So therefore, in order to get pushed off, you have to be in. I don't want to say you, but one of the gedolim of the last dawn, he learned in tells, in the old tells in Europe. And he was a big chevel man. He was a big ilui. And he used to learn in one of the local about the midrashim. He didn't learn in the yeshiva. Finally, the Telz Rosh Yeshiva decided to throw him out. The Telz Rosh Yeshiva decided to throw out this person who later became one of the Gedolei Hador. He decided to throw him out. So this, I heard this from this Gadol Hador. So he said that Ich nicht gewend dort mir zaruis waffen. They made a hachlata to throw me out of the yeshiva, but I wasn't there to get thrown out. So they couldn't throw me out. By the time I came back, they forgot that they wanted to throw me out of it. So, in order to say dichu, you have to be in. You can get pushed out. By kodshim, the halacha is, like the Shagas Hari saying, the oiler hasn't been oiler to be brought for an oiler. So now, if it becomes a balmum or whatever, it becomes pushed off. By a hodos, it's not in to get pushed off. That's the idea. That's Mamish Tashagasari's point. Exactly. It's exactly what it is. The Kolben is like a gavra, very good gesagt. The Kolben has dinim to it. Very good. So now there's a new din. There's a new din that you could come in and you could intervene. It's a chiddush haTorah. That you could come in and intervene in the oil. Really, the oil has its own sefer Torah. The oil is going on its own path. You now have a chiddush that you could come in and you could shtar it. You could ruin it. You could interfere. That's a meridik chiddush. Zok the shagasari, stomach kalishma. If you don't interfere, the carbon is going. The carbon is going. You're interfering with the car. Now again, whether you don't like the Brisker Rav or Rabbi Chanan doesn't make a chilk at this point. In other words, according to the Brisker Rav, by the Machshava Poselas, you're interfering. And according to Rabbi Chanan, by having Shalei Lishma, you're uprooting the Lishma of the carbon. You're taking it away. And now we're left with a carbon that's without Lishma. Even the Brisker Rav is masking. That's how you have to learn this Gemara. Because the Gemara is learning its own little Bible, Moshe Mchad. Look, at this point, even the Brisker Rav has to agree. But my point is like this. That's the only way to start the Gemara. There is no other way to start the Gemara. The only way to start this sugya is like the Karan Ayur and the Shagasari, and you could say 20 different pshatim, but they're all going to be first cousins to this pshat. They're all going to be related to this pshat, because it's the only way to learn. The only way to learn the sugya is stomach alishman, is for some reason there's an inherent... There's an inherent lishma in the carbon, which pulls it in that direction. The Sfas Emes learns like that. Anybody who wrote anything on Asugya learns like that. That's the way to learn. There is no other way to learn. There is no other way to learn. Stomach lishma. That somehow there's an internal lishma that without you actively interfering, it goes by itself. It's autopilot. It's lishma. That's a pshat. Question is very simple. If that's pshat, where in the world is our sugya going? It's mind-boggling. Says the Gemara, this is the Gemara says, Mili mal yasa. Mili mal yasa. What's Rav's kasha? For minu. Kol get shenechtav shaloi l'shem ishe, posel. Any get that was written, is it in the cost of l'shma, you have to write a get l'shma. Okay. Stomanami posel. Stomanami posel. Look, Rashi, what does Stoma mean? Stom, the Sefer wrote a get. Should be ready for him. He wrote a get, like you pick up a ksuba, a ready-made ksuba. The Sefer wrote a get. Stom. Obviously, Rashi's adding that knech, because if it wasn't written for a get purpose at all, it's the chomisht. Stom, it's a piece of paper. But he wrote it to be a get. Okay. Grada, obviously, we're talking about a case like Rashi says. Im yovo yodom sheshmoi v'shem ishtoi shoven et design good. Fine. Of course this is no good. Why should this be good? Why in the world would this be good? What's good about this? What's good about this? I'm baffled. Here we have a korban oil. We have a korban oil. Stomach lishman is good. Why? Zok to shagas hari. Because the korban oil is meant to be an oil. And it's meant to be Reuven's oil. Okay. Fine. What's the stomach by a get? It's not even stomach. I don't even know what stomach is by a get. What does stomach mean? What is stoma? Stoma is shalei lishma. What does stoma mean? It's nothing. There is no. I'm not asking why should stoma be good. I'm asking there's no musik of stoma. Doesn't even exist. What does stoma mean? If I would ask you, if somebody skinned an animal in a butcher shop, stoma. Is it kosher? And I'll ask you a kasher. Stam kosher is kosher shalei lishma. So why can't you stam go to a tannery and take skin for a sefer Torah? You could go to the black fellow that was skinning the animal, or the Hispanic or whoever it is, and ask him, did you ever mind any kavanah? Go, stoma. Pauver. I smoked up last night, I'm mamish, I'm pauver. I'm stoma, that's what I am now. I'm a heftz of stoma. I'm saying that because somebody got insulted last night. They asked me a shayla. They ate something. They want to know what touched fleshiks. I got two shaylas like that yesterday. They want to know if they're fleshiks. So I wrote back, no, you're parva. This guy, one of them sends me back. He goes, I'm not parva. I'm a ganse, you know. I'm a ganse gavla. Well, mine, sir, that's not... It doesn't exist. What I'm trying to tell you is, it does not exist, stoma. A cipher went and he wrote a get, okay, with no woman or man in mind. It's nothing. It's a piece of paper. There's no stoma. What's the stoma? How did it graduate to stoma? It's the Cornish. It's zero. It seems that the Keren Ora seems to be Miranda's on this one, say maybe that's the Gemara's teretz. Can't be. The Gemara's saying, Rami Mili Mal Yosa. The Gemara's saying, Rava asked a great question. This is a great question. Let me begin to understand the question. What is it? That doesn't even, it's meaningless. The way all the Achronim are explaining the Gemara, it's meaningless. Shagasai, they're all explaining the Gemara that how does stomach work? The whole mechanism of stomas, it's not really stoma. Stoma's meaningless. The whole explanation in the Gemara is that by kachim, there's no real such thing as stoma. So what's the Gemara's kasha from get? Here it's a true stoma. Stoma means nothing. It's nothing. It's a bomb. The Gemara goes through, stam isha legevishin kaim, the God's achat hapela. And what happens if a stamish is yelling at your shikam? What happens if a guy marries a woman? He says, I'm an ashe gar sheikh. So she could get married with a stam get. The first time I learned zvachim,
I remember I asked this kasha to Adam Gordon. I said, when is it kasha? The Rambam gives cases like that where a guy says, I'm marrying you while tonight I'm being megarish. It's not a great way to start a marriage. It's not as bad as the grandfather to read a ksuba. I was being Masada Kedushin. They call up the grandfather to read the ksuba. He reads the ksuba. Totally broken Loshon Arami. Couldn't read it. But whatever, he babbled through it. When he finished the whole thing, he rolls it up and wants to give it to his granddaughter. He says, may all the words I just read be mekuyim by you. The saving grace is that the way he read it, it could have been mekuyim. Well, nothing would have happened there. But Lamaisa, the Rambam gives such a case where a guy is mekadesh a woman, where he wants to be mekadesh. The Rambam even gives a case where a guy writes a get before Erison. He writes a get before Erison. So I want to see Akasha. So you have a woman, she's oymed legerishim. So stum get will work for her? The Gemara says, well, kachim, stum lishmon kaimi, stum ishalav legerishim kaimi. Of course it wouldn't work in my case. Not because of felt in the woman, because there's no stomach here, it's a piece of paper. You're not holding anything here. You have a piece of paper. The Gemara should have said, "Hocha korban, hocha chas bebalme." To me, this first is sugyan ganzvach. How does it read? I don't understand what the stomach is. It's the stomach begin. So, in order to save your day for today, we'll move it for next week, because otherwise we'll be here all day. Okay, we'll stop here. Do you understand what I'm asking?
No, I'm not understanding.
Wow!
I was afraid to ask the rabbi.
You should ask the rabbi.